Hello, XMC Curs, I'm Patty, and today I bring some new content for you. Today, the topic is BE2 First, Reading and Use of English, Part 2B, Open Close. Well, I know I've been away for a while, and I'm very sorry for that. As I mentioned in one of my latest posts, I've been working on a project to complement the work I've been doing here. So, I've been juggling things, but let's see if I can balance the work on both projects, right? So today, I bring some exams to analyze. If you are getting ready for the BE2 First Reading and Use of English exam, you have probably checked the exams that I have already talked about. The Part 1 Multiple Choice Close, Sample 1A and Sample 1B. And Part 2 Open Close, Sample 2A. Today, I'm going to go over Part 2 Open Close, Sample 2B. First thing, you should be asking yourself, what is an open close test? According to Cambridge Dictionary, a close test is a test consisting of a piece of text with words missing that you have to fill in. As for open, in this case, it means that you are free to guess the words, no option to choose from. Therefore, an open-close test is a test with missing words that you have to fulfill with a specific vocabulary, but no alternatives are provided. It differs from multiple-choice close because multiple choice means that there are options from which you have to choose. Now that we know what an open-close test means, let's talk about the BE2 First Reading and Use of English Part 2, Open-Close. This exercise has 8 gaps in total. Each correct answer accounts for 1 mark. The main focus of this part is to test your knowledge of both grammar and vocabulary. Therefore, just like Part 1, it is essential to pay close attention to verbs and prepositions that go together and structures that require a specific word for the formation. Listen up to a sample of the open-close test, okay? So, from black pepper to chili pepper. In the 15th century, Europeans knew nothing of chili pepper, but they held black pepper in high regard and had used it in cooking. Greek and Roman times. Ships traveling east brought the black pepper from the Spice Island in Southeast Asia, but this a long time. In 1492, Christopher Columbus was asked to find a shorter route to the Spice Islands, going westwards, then eastwards. And so he set from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean. Columbus didn't succeed finding the Spice Islands, but he managed to discover the Americas. There, he crossed another pepper, the chili, which had been used in cooking in South America for thousands of years. Soon, Columbus's discovery, large quantities of chilies were being shipped back to Spain from the Caribbean. Later, people realized that chilies would actually grow in southern Europe, and it wasn't long before fresh chilies were sale in European markets. Well, that was a sample, and the times I'm silent are the gaps. Since options are not provided, it is pretty important to go through the text to get a more general idea of it before delving into the spaces to complete the text. By doing so, you will have a better understanding of what comes before and after the gap. Then you can choose the best words and increase your chances of getting them right. The first gap is already fulfilled, but let's understand it. In the 15th century, Europeans knew nothing of the chili pepper, but they held black pepper in high regards and had used it in cooking, Greek and Roman times. This sentence begins with the 15th century and ends with Greek and Roman times. So we are talking about a situation that happened during the 15th century, but had been used for cooking by the Europeans before and has been used ever since. So we need a word that connects this past and present time, and the word required is since. Europeans had used it since Greek and Roman times. Now let's go for the second gap. Ships traveling east brought the black pepper from the Spice Islands in Southeast Asia, but this a long time. In this sentence, we continue talking about periods of time. For the pepper to arrive from Spice Islands to Southeast Asia, it lasted a long period. As you heard, I was silenced twice. But let's skip the first gap and go straight to the second gap, which I called number 11. As we know, Christopher Columbus went on a ship from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean. How can we say that, in other words, using the word set as a complement? Since we have set, we can think of some phrasal verbs like set off, set out, and set about. But we need to understand the meaning of these phrasal verbs and see if they fit. Set out, to start an activity with a particular aim. Set off, to start on a trip. Set about something, to start to do or deal with something. As the sentence is set from Spain, set about something doesn't seem to fit here. Columbus started a journey, so set off would be the first phrasal verb, I would think. And you can understand this journey as an activity with a particular aim. So, this gap, I could write out, off, and I could also write sail, since he's sailing through the oceans. So, he set out from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean, or so he set off from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean, or so he set sail from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean. As you can see, something that may come in handy before sitting for the exam and even for the day you take it is to analyze critically the language you are learning. Get familiar with the prepositions that come after verbs and words that are always together. It is also a good idea to keep a notebook with new words so that you can look back and review them every now and then. The word to express this journey cannot be other than took. Yes, but this took a long time. Usually for these sentences, there are not many options, but only one that fits perfectly. The blank number 11, on the other hand, offers more than one alternative. Let's check it out. In 1492, Christopher Columbus was asked to find a shorter route to the Spice Islands, going westwards, then eastwards, and so he set from Spain across the Atlantic Ocean. Now, challenge time. It's your time to read the text or listen to it again and complete it. Be sure to read the whole sentence before attempting to complete the gap, or listening to the full sentence before you complete the gap. Are you ready? So go to the blog examseekers.wordpress.com or exam-seekers.com and take the test, take the mock test. After finishing it, you can write a comment there. Also, if you want any other samples, please also comment there. That's it for today. Please share this episode with the others and follow the blog on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'll leave the links in the description as always, and make sure you check the blog as well. examseekers.wordpress.com or exam-seekers.com. That's it for today, and thanks for listening to me. Check the blog for the answers. Bye-bye!